think that sends a positive message through the locker room then, that when you make a switch like that?
Well, obviously, if you come in and get a win, you know, with that guy as a quarterback against a pretty good football team. But I think our team knows what I get charged with or what we get charged with as an organization, and we've gone out and gotten good football players. There's no downside to adding good football players. Good football players on this team like to have good football players join us, and that's what we're in this business for, to win.
Hoping you'll look back for a second. When you think back to working with Donovan early in his career, in his third year, did you find that to be a significant time marker for him? Is a third year a time where a guy needs to make a jump, and he did, obviously?
You know, he made some jump. You know, he was in a situation where he played his rookie year, and then started his second year, and we made it to the playoffs. And then in the third year, we were in a NFC Championship for 3 years in a row. The big thing is people got to play around the quarterback, I think. Andy was always fond of saying it's about a five-year process, and Don was hurt with a broken ankle there for about six games. So it's different for different guys. There is no shelf life on quarterbacks. You can do it the Peyton Manning way, come in and start right from the get. You can traverse the NFL like Rich Gannon and show up in your seventh year. You can be like Tony Romo and sit behind Bledsoe for 3 or 4 years, or Trent Dilfer, who, you know, went through a bunch of different teams and won at Baltimore, or Kurt Warner, who started late in life, really. I mean, was on NFL Europe, Jake DeLome. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's just no exact. I know we like to quantify and measure it. There's no exact shelf life for those guys.
When you look at the offensive line here, how much has that been the key to what they've been able to do, and how much has that set the tone for them on offense?
Are you talking about at Tennessee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, you know, first of all, Mike Munchak is an excellent offensive line coach, and when you got a guy like a Maui in there who's got that veteran experience and savvy, that never hurts you, because that's the guy that's directing the show. And I've always seen great fundamental offensive lines, great tough, hard-nosed physical offensive line, and that's a credit to the players and to Mike, and I know that's how Jeff wants to play football.
When you've got an offense like yours and like Tennessee that's built to run the football first, how difficult is it to mask things and avoid the predictability of knowing that Adrian Peterson's going to get the ball 20, 25 times a game?
Well, that's always the battle, you know, with the 8-man forcing units and the 9-man forcing units, to be able to make some plays in the pass game and make them pick their poison. But still, you know that there's not a defensive coordinator in this league that you guys have ever heard or I've ever heard that said, hey, let's do this. Let's take away the pass from them, make them one-dimensional. We'll make them run it. Ever. You know, that's what the people are going to try to do, and sometimes it's a battle of wills. Dick Vermeule used to say it's about the quantity of the run, not the quality of the run. It's about the quality of the pass, not the quantity of the pass.
How teams defending you since Adrian took off like he did? I mean, do you see even more? You see, I guess, consistently 8-9 men in the box. I mean, when did that start to change?
You know what? We do see that, but that's with anybody that's going to get in an eye backfield in the National Football League. I mean, whether it's not just us, it's Tennessee, it's Philadelphia Eagles, it's the Dallas Cowboys. You just have to decide how many you're going to commit to being in there. They're going to try to have one more than you and hold up on the outside. It's different. It's different on different plays, but I mean, I would say, first of all, they're going to be mindful of our number one playmaker, who's Adrian.
How much better idea you have to how you use him now compared to when he first got there and the success he's had?
Well, the best way to use him is to hand him the football. You know, there's no, you know, there's nothing, there's no air in between it. It goes from the quarterback's hand to him. You know, much different than a wide receiver that's a great player. There's a lot of things that got to happen. But the best way to do it is to hand it to him.
But while rookies able to have success right off the bat and maybe win at other positions, I'm talking about running backs, when at other positions it's more of a struggle right off the bat.
what I just mentioned to you.
Yeah.
There's no lead time. You can hand it to him and let him go. Now, does he have to be able to run with his eyes? And it's not like you hand it to him and say, make something happen. But, you know, with a rookie wide receiver or tight end or skill guy, there's air in between. Does he convert the route right? Does he get rerouted? Is he covered and you had to go somewhere else? There's just some variables in there.
What's been your impressions of Chris Johnson so far?
Well, just I like Chris Johnson coming out. He's an explosive player. You better account for him. They're using him in a lot of different ways. And you hold your breath when he gets in there now because he can skedaddle.
Houston maybe exposed a couple things on the Titans' defense, managing to get 146 yards last week that you all might be able to exploit this week?
You know what? They did some good things schematically. Generally, when things like that happen, you see guys that maybe jumped out of a gap or overplayed something. You know, I thought there were a couple of those were pretty good runs and great blocks by wide receivers down the field.
How much has Jared Allen meant to your defensive line to be able to add a player of his caliber?
Well, like I said to you, you know, I got the question back when he came, you know, well, what's the other guy's going to think? He got paid this much money. You know, guys don't look at that. They're all for adding good football players. And, you know, Jared's a high-energy guy. He's accepted in our locker room. Our other two Pro Bowl defensive tackles went out and picked him up at the airport when he came in here after he had signed and spent time with him before he signed. But they all get along great. They're all got great personalities and kind of feed off each other.
You mentioned him as a high-energy guy. Does his Vannon Bosch style remind you a little bit of him?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, Vannon Bosch is probably in a league of his own in terms of being a Tasmanian devil. I mean, he's, you know, twists and turns, and, I mean, it almost looks like you got to kill him to stop him.
Yeah.
Bobby Wade, a guy we're familiar with down here, he's been steady for you since you've had him?
He has been steady. He's a great great influence in our wide receiver room with some of those younger wideouts. You know, he has the ability, sees the big picture. I just like what he brings to our locker room, what he brings to our football team.
To face an uncommon opponent, I mean, Vikings never been to LP Field at least. How difficult is that facing a team you've never faced before?
Well, as long as none of the fans come out of the stands, it'll be okay. You know, I mean, it's the same field. I've been there before, and I kind of have an idea what the temperature will be down there and, you know, how they like their football down there. But you're really attacking the scheme, you know, you see them. We're playing that division, so you see them cross over a few times, and you do your homework in the off season and see what they potentially can give you. But you don't know personnel as well as maybe you should.
Yeah, I mean, do you get a benefit? Does Adrian get a benefit because teams are not used to him? I know his success against AFC teams is off the charts. Is that partly because guys, you know, maybe don't know what to expect until they see it in person?
That could be. You know, I haven't spent a long time thinking about that against AFC teams, but I suppose that could be. You know, it's not like they get to see him twice a year.